What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and we have got more stuff to talk about. And before the break, I was teasing this story about Egypt, which is getting these MRAP vehicles. Now, MRAP is an acronym for mine-resistant assault preventive. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but it's these big, gigantic trucks that are bomb-proof and IED-proof, and they're really very, very impressive. And the U.S. has sent a second shipment of these MRAP vehicles to Egypt. Now, this article didn't say how many went on this second shipment, but it did mention that earlier this year, the U.S. sent 762 MRAP vehicles to Egypt at no cost under the U.S. Department of Defense's Excess Defense Articles Grant Program. Now, contrary to the hype, this is not no cost. Egypt may not have paid for these, but you did. And depending upon the configuration, a single MRAP vehicle costs anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million. So if they got the deluxe models earlier this year, that's $750 million of hardware given to Egypt instead of being spent on this nation, its infrastructure, and its people. They're just throwing the stuff away. And this Department of Defense Excess Defense Articles Grant Program is basically an admission they never really needed these in the first place. They're surplus. They're just buying stuff to buy stuff to make the defense contractors happy. And that happens a lot with Israel, where the U.S. will build a whole bunch of brand new weapons, and then they'll say, ah, we built too many. These are surplus, and they'll sell them to Israel for pennies on the dollar. Such a deal. Now, while everybody is focused on Julian Assange and his absolute nothing last night, and I honestly feel so bad for Alex Jones, because he was working so hard on this, devoted so much resources to it, and I can imagine he's angry. If I were in his position, I would be absolutely furious. Meanwhile, though, Guccifer 2.0 has done a document dump, this time from the Clinton Foundation files. And so people are already starting to pore over that, and they're looking at... apparently, the Clinton Foundation was getting a percentage of TARP funds from the bailout. And, I mean, that's absolutely stunning. Now, TARP was the very first of the bailout programs after the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008. Stood for the Troubled Asset Relief Program. And you remember that one where the House of Representatives voted it down? Because TARP was just basically taking trillions of dollars from you, the American people, and giving it to the banks behind the mortgage-backed security fraud so those banks could then loan that money back to you at interest. And the House of Representatives voted it down. The Senate then voted their own version through and arm-twisted the House of Representatives to ratify. And we had that picture of Barney Frank and Nancy Pelosi just laughing their heads off, and it was unconstitutional because under the Constitution, revenue measures originate only in the House of Representatives. The Senate's not allowed to get out there and say, we're going to give the banks all this money. And they were literally threatening the House of Representatives, saying, if you don't agree with this, there'll be tanks in the street by morning. And now we're finding out that all these banks that were getting this money from you, the taxpayer, were kicking in a little bit back to the Clinton Foundation. Boy, oh, but to me, that's as damaging as anything Julian Assange promised. So we're going to be looking into those documents because that's really, really important stuff that's coming on out. Okay, now then, getting on back to the war zones. India and Pakistan are on the brink of war. The U.S. is encouraging this bellicosity. They want chaos and war anywhere. If they can get India and Pakistan going, it's going to make it easier to spread this war. They're just looking for a flashpoint that'll set off the entire planet. Now, the Pentagon has announced the third phase of the military buildup against China. And they're openly admitting that the goal of this coming war with China is U.S. economic hegemony under the Trans-Pacific Partnership supported by military might. Now, think about that for a minute. First of all, TPP is dead. Nobody in Asia wants to sign it. And so we literally have Ashton Carter coming on out and saying, we're going to make war on those countries that refuse to sign this agreement to enslave their people to American multinational corporations. I keep telling you, all wars are ultimately bankers' wars. Getting a war going with China is going to be, we're going to do a quick shout out here to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the war zones. And Ashton Carter is rattling the sabers with China and openly admitting this is all about hegemonic domination of the world's economy under the U.S. dollar and the Trans-Pacific Partnership and ultimately the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, both of which are considered dead on arrival by the other nations. They're not even negotiating it anymore. They realize it's just an absolute pillaging of the world to prop up the failed United States of America. Now, getting this war with China going is all of a sudden a lot more difficult because Barack Obama stuck his nose into the Philippines about how the Philippines chose to deal with their drug corruption problem. And their solution was to just start shooting drug dealers, which is effective. And Obama went on in there, and so did many of the leaders of the European Union, saying, no, you can't shoot drug dealers. Really, you can't do that. Makes you wonder how many of them are getting a piece of that action. And in the process, Obama angered Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte and basically cut off that whole South China Sea issue as being a possible vector for war with China. Duterte has now told the United States, you guys can all go to the dark regions. We're going to buy our weapons from Russia now instead of the United States. They really, Obama wasn't thinking. His first instinct, protect the drug trade. And it's really cost them. Now, the Israeli Navy is preparing to attack the women's boat, singular, heading to break Gaza's siege. They started with two boats. One of them developed problems and had to turn back. We know from prior flotillas that it's entirely possible Israel has sabotaged the boat. But apparently the Israeli Navy is now on station. They're going to interdict this boat full of women and coloring books and crayons and medicines and other humanitarian aid. They're going to take the boat to Ashdod, send the women back to their home countries after they sign a paper saying that they were wrong to question Israel's might. And it's entirely possible that the situation could get out of control, as it did on the Mavi Marmara, and result in some deaths. There is no way Israel can do this where they come off looking like they're in the right. This is a losing proposition for Israel. Now, there's a very interesting article that came out of Nasara News, and normally I don't pay attention to this whole Nasara, it's another hoax to get you to sit and say, it's all going to work out, it's all going to be fine if you just sit and do nothing. But they did have an article about how the American military has become absolutely disgusted by Obama's insistence they become PC and politically correct. And we've had another article on whatreallyhappened.com about how political correctness has just reached absurd levels, which we already knew with this whole discussion about, well, men who think they're women inside can use the women's room and expose themselves to little girls and everything. It really has become absurd. And it's basically cultural Marxism. It's a way of trying to control what you say to each other, because ultimately that controls how you think. In a lot of ways, it's like the concept of newspeak in George Orwell's 1984. The idea that they were going to create a new language that didn't have words for things the government did not want you to think about. And that's what PC is all about. Oh, you can't say that. You can't think that. Don't even start down that path. And our universities have become hotbeds, if you will, of PC-ness. You have people walking around saying, I can't say this, I can't say that, I can't think this, I can't think that, and I'm only $40,000 in student loan debt to have gone here. Now, as I mentioned before, that ridiculous law to allow the families of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia for damages without needing to prove that Saudi Arabia actually did anything on 9/11 has already provoked a backlash. Iraq is suing the United States, citing this law as a precedent. That was the word I was looking for. And so it's already backflashing. And the courts are going to be open. Every nation that the U.S. has invaded on faulty pretexts can now sue. Everybody who was a victim of the CIA's torture centers can now sue. We see this article coming out of Law News about how Congress is all of a sudden realizing that this 9/11 law was a really, really bad idea. And remember what I used to say about politicians? They'll take credit for anything good that happens, and anything bad that happens, it's somebody else's fault. And Mitch McConnell just showed exactly what I mean. He said that this whole debacle over the law is all the fault of the White House because Obama didn't force them to really think that this might not be a good idea. It's the president's fault that we overrode his veto and opened up the United States to all these lawsuits. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the economy because the indicators are not good. Deutsche Bank stock is again in decline on new reports. Management is trying to find a way to raise new capital. That's a red warning sign. First of all, I can't imagine anybody investing in Deutsche Bank with that $14 billion fine hanging over their heads and six of their former executives under indictment in Italy for fraud with the derivatives. So how are they going to raise capital? We don't know. Merkel has already ruled out a German taxpayer bailout because the German people aren't going to go along with that. It's a huge amount of money to save Deutsche Bank. In fact, a story coming out of Goldcorp talking about the 2015 annual report for Deutsche Bank ran 448 pages. And it was big and fluffy like that in order to hide the fact that Deutsche Bank is actually already insolvent. Story coming out of shtfplan.com. Deutsche Bank has entered the death spiral. It's impossible to stop. And they go on talking about it's clear that the international banking system is not stable and the world remains at great risk. Well, here's the hard reality that everybody needs to be looking at. This system, based on private central banks, was never stable to begin with. Private central banks, by design, create more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the debt crushes the system. It is not a stable economic system. It's a system of enslavement. It's a system that enriches the bankers at the expense of the people. And up until recently, when a nation collapsed from the accumulated debt of private central banking, the other nations enslaved to private central banks would step in, bail them out, restart the system all over again. Today, it's different. All of these private central banks are linked together through globalism and derivatives exposure. And when it comes down, it's all going to come down. And we will have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get rid of private central banks and return the public currency to being a public utility. Even the Rothschilds understand this is coming. They're putting all their money into gold right now. And so should you. Now, Hillary Clinton is out there on the campaign trail, and she's very, very critical of Wells Fargo, which was caught with this creation of fraudulent accounts, fake accounts without permission of their clients to generate revenues and meet sales goals. But apparently her criticism of Wells Fargo did not lead her to return the $258,000 she got from Wells Fargo executives for one of her famous speeches, for which there is no transcript. And there may not be one. There may not have even been a speech, because speaking fee looks a lot better on that check than bribe. Bankruptcy filings in Northwest Ohio rose for the second straight month in September. This is for the first time in 7 years. That's a very, very bad trend. Story coming out of Journal Neo. The center of the world is shifting. It's shifting away from the U.S. and Europe to Eurasia. And they're saying the Eurasian century is now unstoppable. While the U.S. has tried to hold the world back in the 1950s, Bretton Woods, Cold War, China, Russia, Indonesia have all been investing in new technologies, new manufacturing. They have products to sell, and customers want them. And the economic center of the world is shifting toward Eurasia. Now, there's another story out here, also from SHTF Plan. Obamacare is destroying the middle class. The premiums for your Obamacare-compliant policies are rising as much as 67% next year. And it's going to hurt a lot of people. And those policies are virtually worthless because of those deductibles. Most Americans being forced to buy these hideously expensive health insurance policies will never actually use them in a normal year. Even Bill Clinton has described Obamacare as a crazy system because of the increase in prices and the decrease in actual care. And we have doctors and hospitals all across the country screaming that because of those deductibles, people aren't coming in to get their yearly check. They're not coming on in to get the mammograms. They're not coming in to get scanned and scoped. And they're missing out on all these sales opportunities. This narcocracy has really messed up what was once a really good nation. What an ass. In fact, going back to that list of 27 countries destroyed by Hillary Clinton, I think we could add the U.S. to that list, because the same thing happened. We used to be a prosperous, productive, progressive nation with a very high standard of living and a solid economy, and today we're a third world ruin, which is why they're trying to bring as much of the third world in here to vote as they can. Now, there's been a little bit of a whoopsie that has come to visibility. And apparently it has to do with the fact that on official police records regarding crime, Latino criminals are being marked as part of the white population. And so this is clouding up the issue of just how much crime is coming into this country with the open border policy. Oh, there are no Latinos and Hispanics committing crime. These are all white people committing crime. And then it turns out that 90% of these criminals that are marked as white are actually Latino. They're doing it to hide the fact that there is a heavy price being paid by the American people for this open border policy. And in the process, the government is defaming white people by making it look like they are the mainstay of the criminal element when they are not. I think there's grounds for a class action lawsuit there. Every white person in America sues the government for defamation. Now, as you know, the Hillary Clinton campaign is out there trying to make a big deal over the fact that Donald Trump did not pay taxes in a few years because he had a billion-dollar loss that he was carrying forward. 90% of the Middle Eastern refugees that came to the United States do not pay any income tax, and they get money from the government, your money. I think that's a much bigger scandal when you consider that Donald Trump did comply with the available laws. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now for the remainder of the show here. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mateus, are you there?
Hey, Michael, I guess you called it again. I stayed up late for the WikiLeaks release. Quite disappointing.
Yeah, that's an understatement, I think.
Hey, okay, I'm an inventor, and I have an important invention to help promote Trump. And maybe if you like it enough, you can like try to help get the message to the Trump campaign. So what it is, it's regarding during the stadium speeches, Trump quite often complains that the media will not pan their cameras to show the size of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very significant because a lot of, let's just be mean and say low-information voters, they'll actually pick the side that looks like it's winning. And there's important psychology here. Okay, so the solution is replace that Trump spent sign that goes on top of every podium with a portable, thin, expensive LCD screen, and have one of the Trump campaigners have a little video camera and just occasionally pan the room so that the alphabet news agencies are forced, against their will, to broadcast the image that's on the screen, which is showing this 10,000 people in the stadium.
That is an excellent idea. That's an excellent idea, and I hope that... somebody from the Trump campaign is listening to this show, because that is a very good idea. I don't actually have any contact with the Trump campaign itself, other than that I am on their mailing list, and I receive these notifications about, like, the sign waving here on Oahu for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I thought, like, if you liked it enough, maybe you could ask your Rivera Rangers to try to get spread out the word, maybe on to pass it along the line, like, maybe indirectly.
It's a good idea, and I hope somebody here who does have contact with the Trump campaign mentions it. And it would have been something that would have been very useful earlier in the year, but we do still have a month to go here. And we know the corporate media, they'll go out of their way. They'll even shoot Donald Trump in profile if they have to not give that away. I mean, that's how blatant and open it is.
Yeah, and it can still show the regular still screen Trump spent sign most of the time if they want to still have a very traditional look and feel. It's just that, you know, every 3 or 4 minutes, it will just switch over to a pan shot, a panorama view, even for 5 seconds, and then go back. Can I finish off with a comment on a different aspect of the self-driving car protest?
Real quick.
Okay, so in the future, the car is going to make kill decisions. So it's out of control. The computer's calculated that you're going to have like a 90% chance of a fatality. And then it has to decide, okay, are you going to crash the car into the cement pillar or into the other car that has, say, two children in it? And the computer will say, okay, let's just crash into the pillar to save the children. And then it's going to get even worse, where you're going to have like political correctness in the programming, even illegally, where it's like, okay, there's some visible minorities, protected group. Don't crash into the illegal alien visible minority Democratic voters. Crash that white family Trump supporter car. Anyways, just food for thought. You got to think ahead 10 years where this is going. It's really scary. We got to stop it now. Thank you very much, Trump 2016.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike,
doing
I was
fine.
Thinking when we talk about... Huh?
Keep going.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you.
I was thinking when we're talking about possible World War III with Russia and all that, you know these bunkers the globalists are building? I think that we... I know that you said we should just... let them go in and then bury them in there. I think just the opposite. I think we should have militias finding out where these bunkers are, patriotic militias, and once it really starts hitting the fan and the globalist elite is head for their bunkers, the militiamen just shoot them and put decent people in those bunkers instead, including the militia.
I'll tell you this right now. The bunkers of the elite are very heavily armored. They've got their security forces. You can be sure they have lots and lots of guns to protect themselves from us hoi polloi. And I think a lot of people are going to die unnecessarily, which is why I think once they go down into the bunkers and everything, that we find where they are and just cement over the hatches. And that will be the end of that.
The thing is this. When you look at the militias and stuff like that, a lot of them are veterans and know how to fight, know what they're doing.
Yeah, but they're still going to be hurt. They're going to be injured. They're going to be killed. It saves lives on our side to just cement over the hatches to the bunkers. Got to let you go here, Mark. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We just posted a video to whatreallyhappened.com, in which Judge Andrew Napolitano is breaking the story that the FBI was told to exonerate Hillary at all costs to run against Trump. Now, slight correction here. Hillary Clinton has not been exonerated. She was simply not charged, and that's not the same thing. FBI Director Comey did not come on out and say that she was innocent of all the allegations of wrongdoing. He simply said, we choose not to prosecute. And he admitted she had committed felony violations of Title 18. But if Hillary Clinton was taken down for any of her crimes, then Donald Trump becomes the president, and the narcocracy, which has held this country under its control for 30 years, starts to crumble. And that's why they are so desperate right now. Now, over in Charlotte, remember that shooting that's going on? There's a big argument over whether or not the person who was shot had a gun or not. The video is not very clear, but apparently the police group is accusing CNN of deceptive editing of the Charlotte shooting to make it look more like the police were bad and the victim was good. At this point, there's so much bovine excrement flying around, we don't really know what's going on. But there is a harsh reality out there. The death toll in U.S. police killings keeps going up. Now, contrary to the propaganda you're getting from Black Lives Matter, the police are actually killing almost twice as many white people as black. This came out of the Washington Post. And the reason for that, it's a little bit ill. The police are very concerned about negative publicity for shooting a black person, but they have no restraint when they're faced with a white suspect, and so they just haul off and pull the trigger because it's not getting any coverage in the corporate media. Now, I love this one. This is over in Thurmont. This is being reported by Oroz.com. The police ran a two-month-long undercover drug operation where they had an undercover officer working at the Burger King. And the end result of this two-month-long undercover drug operation was 5 grams of marijuana and 2 morphine pills. That was it. This is why the police and FBI like to set up patsies. It's a lot easier to get an arrest by entrapping people. Finding real criminals is very, very hard here. Now, there was another ugly incident over in Springfield, Massachusetts, where a narcotics detective was actually caught for threatening to kill and plant drug evidence on 2 teenagers. And because of his actions, a number of drug cases he was involved with are now in doubt because of his threat. I will plant drugs on you. This officer was suspended. He's not been fired. And that tells you an awful lot about what's gone wrong with the American police force. Now, here's another one. This is out of Louisiana. And apparently the police opened fire on a car, killing a 6-year-old boy. And they were claiming self-defense. Now, their story was that they thought there was a warrant out for this kid's father. It turned out there wasn't. And on examination, it turns out one of the officers, Norris Greenhouse, was having an affair with the father's fiance, and may have just decided that it was going to be a lot easier for him to move in on the girl if the fiance wasn't around any longer. The other officer involved in the shooting, Derek Stafford, spent a month in jail on rape charges in 2011, but was still retained as a working police officer. Zero accountability out there. Now then, not too long ago, there was a story that came on out that 500 million email accounts and Yahoo were hacked. And the story was out. Oh, it's Russia. It's Russia. Russia's doing it. Those darn Russians, they're hacking everything. Well, actually, Yahoo has been forced to backtrack and admit that they were running software. Yahoo was doing this. Built software to search all of its customers' incoming emails for U.S. intelligence officials. When questioned about this obvious Fourth Amendment violation, Yahoo said, "We are a law-abiding company." But remember this, when somebody says Russia's hacking our emails and Russia's hacking our elections, they get blamed for stuff that's being done by the U.S. And we know it isn't Russia that was committing all that fraud during the Democratic primaries. Because Hillary's people were caught on videotape engaging in various forms of election fraud. Now, apparently, Apple is dealing with a lot of problems right now. Sales for the new iPhone 7 are not doing very well. People are holding on to their older iPhones, like me. This is, I think it's an iPhone 5. I forget. We don't have the money to buy the latest, greatest new whiz-bang every few years. And even worse, when it comes to PCs, nobody wants Windows 10. So the whole market is crumbling right now. And Apple is being hit with a proposed class action lawsuit over the iPhone 6 touch disease. where because of a design defect over time, that little touch screen will freeze up and not respond to any more commands. And obviously with the iPhone, if that touch screen isn't working, the phone is pretty much useless. Now, Apple's not the only one dealing with problems. It turns out the Samsung smartphones can be hacked due to some major security flaws. This is being revealed by an Israeli research firm. Now, is it me or is anybody else bothered by the fact that all these Israeli companies are hard at work learning how to break into phones and computers in other people's countries? Remember when it came on out, there was a for-hire DOS service out of Israel that hardwired their system so it couldn't be used against any computers inside Israel? Now, Microsoft has announced that they're dealing with that endless reboot problem with the latest Windows 10 update. They say they're going to have a solution soon. Really, just be patient. We know that your businesses can't operate and you can't do any work while the Windows 10 won't install, but just be patient and we'll have it to you. We're on the verge of correcting it. I think everybody who got hit by this, there ought to be another class action lawsuit for the lost productivity, the loss of income. I mean, if you have a business that's dependent on that computer system, like let's say you're in computer animation or visual effects or some other such thing, and you're dependent on that, you could go out of business. You could be sued for failure to deliver on your contracts. This is a major, major problem. To save Microsoft a few pennies, it's causing billions of dollars of financial harm to computer users. And I think a class action lawsuit is justified. We need to bring product liability back to computers and software. Now, back when computers were just starting out, when we had the Commodore VIC-20, which, by the way, is still working, just like that Commodore 64 that we were talking about the other day, has been working for 25 years in this auto shop doing automated balancing of tires. 25 years. Don't tell me they can't build a machine that lasts longer than 5 years. But back when the computers were first starting out, the computer companies like Apple and IBM succeeded in having Congress pass laws to indemnify them from product liability because computers were a young and fragile industry. Well, they aren't anymore. They're a mature industry and they make huge amounts of money, but they enjoy that product liability because they're not responsible when they put faulty hardware and faulty software out there. And I'll tell you why this is so unfair. If you own a business and you buy a van for that business, and because of a design defect, the van crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can sue the maker of the van for damages. But if you buy a computerized system for your company, and because of a design defect, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can't do anything about it. And we need to restore product liability. We need to give these companies an incentive to hold off releasing products until they know they're going to work safely. So we don't have Windows updates that won't load. We don't have cell phones that are exploding in our pockets. It's just ridiculous. And by the way, this kind of behavior of allowing companies to sell faulty products is a classic symptom of a fascist economy. So let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. There's a lot going on here. The sun, once again, is totally blank. It's gone blank. No sunspots at all. And it's further indications we're heading into a new Maunder minimum and a new mini ice age. All this talk about human-caused global warming and carbon dioxide's to blame and that huge ball of fusing hydrogen has nothing to do with it. It's all the fault of you humans. They're still out there trying to push that nonsense. Over in Fort St. John up in Canada, they kicked off October with a record snowfall. And apparently they received 23 centimeters of snow on October 1st. And the winter sports are underway. Winter has also arrived in central Montana. huge amounts of snow there as well. British Columbia just got their first snowfall of the season, and it's arrived early. Now, let's talk about what's going on down in Australia, because one of the things we've talked about when we talk about ClimateGate is how many of these alternative energy schemes were just that, where they were put together hastily, they were subsidized with taxpayer dollars, and a lot of people made a lot of money, and what they finally delivered really didn't work out very well. Here in the United States of America, they were putting up windmills all over the place. The windmills were supposed to have a 25-year lifespan. They started failing after 5 years, and in the meantime, the company that was making those wind turbines went out of business, so there are no more spare parts. So these things are just sitting there, taking up room. Down on the Big Island, there's an early wind power farm that's just corroding away. And apparently these monster blackouts they've been having down in South Australia come from their wind power system. Because apparently they've been having some very dramatic wind down there. And as it turns out, the windmill system, the power distribution system, was never designed to handle extreme fluctuations in supply. And so the system keeps shutting itself off to protect itself from damage. And probably what happened is somebody said, well, we'll just use the existing technology, but that's designed to work with power that's coming from a nuclear power plant or a petroleum-fired power plant where you know the supply is steady. You don't get that with windmills. And it's another epic disaster. And I remember when they first set that up where we're totally fossil fuel free. Excuse me. And it's just not working out. Now, James Lovelock is called by many people the godfather of green. And he's now backtracked on it. He's already in 2012, he's saying, I made a mistake. And he's saying this climate change religion is bunk. This climate alarmism over human-caused global warming, he's saying it's not even remotely scientific. One volcano can make more difference to global warming than all the humans on planet Earth ever could. And he acknowledges the computer models are unreliable because they're designed to produce a desired result that can be shown to you on TV to say, the world is warming, it's your fault, you have to pay a carbon tax. He says the global warming people have behaved deplorably, which means I guess they're going to vote for Donald Trump. And anyone who thinks they can predict more than 5 or 10 years into the future is being an idiot. So here we have one of the founding people of that whole green environmental movement saying it really can't be done. All right, let's start taking phone calls here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've got a computer tech question for you. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if the government or hackers could break into your computer, go through the back door because of the software vulnerabilities, they could also go in and snoop, but they could also place items in your computer to incriminate you for things you have not done.
Yeah, that's actually happened. There was a guy up in Canada who was breaking into people's computers and planting child porn. And then reporting them to the authorities. And the Canadians take child porn very seriously, as they should. And he ruined a lot of lives. And then ultimately, the last I heard was the Canadians got wise to him and discovered that, you know, he was the source of all the child porn, and they put him in jail. But yeah, right. Anybody who's involved in the truth movement, you have to continuously be rescanning your own servers in your own computer all the time to make sure that nothing alien has been put in there. And that means having all of your logs running and look for logins and FTP access to your servers that occur at times when you know you weren't doing it. You have to be very, very vigilant.
That was my question to you. Are there any programs out there that will notify you if somebody is trying to get in your computer or placing things in your computer? So basically you just want to do scans on your computer quite often to check your files, right?
Yes, I do. And I don't know about any off-the-shelf programs that are out there. Basically, I've wound up having to write my own, which gives me the advantage that the bad guys don't know exactly what it is I'm doing to protect my systems. And that keeps them confused and earning their money.
Good. I thought if they could snoop, they could also play stuff in there and you know, set you up for whatever they want to get you out of the system, you know, of telling the truth. Kind of like people like you and other people like John Stadmiller has to worry about, you know, I mean, people doing that. They don't want to.
It's a very real concern. It could be used to publicly smear us. But I think there have already been a couple of court cases where evidence found on a computer, they're saying, we don't know that the owner of the computer did it. We can't know that because of this problem of hacking and NSA break-ins and everything. There's a reasonable doubt.
Got it. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much. Here, we're going to start with Alan in Australia. I'm probably going to have to take you through. We lost Alan? Okay, we lost Alan. All right, he was calling in to talk about the power story. Okay, moving on here. There is now talk about putting the bumblebee on the U.S. endangered species list, and the fingers are still pointing over just what the heck happened to this essential part of the food chain. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stadtmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the science and health news, a little footnote. As I mentioned earlier, Julian Assange's protectors are out there trying to sell the idea that that Assange himself never said he was going to release anything this week. The media made it up, and then they're attacking Julian Assange for not keeping the claim the media did. And on this one YouTube channel, I posted the link to Julian Assange's interview in which he promised he was going to release this stuff by the first debate and failed to do so. And it was followed with a huge bunch of replies from people saying, oh, no, that's just, no, Assange, you can't wait on, you know, Assange is going to come through, Assange will be there. And I went to put a response to that about the document dump from Gucci for 2.0 and how damaging it is to the Clinton Foundation, and I've been blocked from posting on YouTube. So I think what's happened is they're realizing they just burned one of their best assets, and they don't know what to do about it. But again, as far as I'm concerned, Assange is totally discredited. Anybody who is waiting for him to come up with something that's damaging against Hillary Clinton is wasting their time. You pay attention to what Gucci for 2.0 just put out there. The fact that the Clinton Foundation was getting a piece of those TARP grants at your expense, that is major. And we got to make a stink about that. Now, before I went to the commercial break, I was starting on this story where the bumblebee is being proposed for the U.S. endangered species list. And apparently this has to do with the mosquito eradication in South Carolina, which went horribly wrong and has devastated the indigenous bee population. Now, this is very important because if you are a natural organic farmer, those bees are essential to your crop continuing year after year because they act as the pollinators. And if the bees are gone, the food chain collapses and we would all be dependent on those GMO seeds Monsanto is putting on out. Now, they're still pointing fingers back and forth over what happened to the bees. First, they blamed a mite. Then they tried to blame cell phone radiation from the towers. Except that cell phones have been around for a very, very long time. And the bee population started to decline. Colony collapse disorder began at the same time GMO plants started being farmed. And there was an article in the journal Nature from some years back in which they reported the pollen from GMO plants was harmful to benign insect species. And in the article in Nature, they were talking about the sudden decline of the monarch butterfly population. But obviously, it would apply also to the bumblebees. And they're trying to blame various pesticides. And yes, pesticides are going to kill insects. It's what they're designed to do. But Monsanto would stand to benefit if the bee population were wiped out, because then we would have no choice but to buy their patented seeds. And it would be a monopoly. Got to take a station identification break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to take that call as soon as we come back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.